This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. We are learning more about Sunday's attack in Boulder and the 45-year-old suspect, identified as Mohammed Soleiman. Among dozens of other charges, he's accused of a federal hate crime. CPR's Haley May reports.
In addition to the federal charge, the Boulder DA's filed 42 counts against Soleiman. Those charges range from attempted murder to the possession of an incendiary device. In an arrest affidavit, an FBI agent said Soleiman said, quote, he wanted to kill all Zionist people and wished they were all dead. He also told Boulder police that he would do this again and had planned to die in the attack. He covered himself in gasoline before police arrived. The FBI also says he disguised himself as a gardener to attack the group, even buying flowers on his way to Boulder. He says he's been planning it all for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated high school to carry it out, but that no one knew of his plans, including his family.
CPR's Haley May. A fatal boat accident at Lake Pueblo last week. A boat with three adults capsized in high winds Friday. None of them were wearing life jackets. Two people were able to swim to shore. This is the second death at Lake Pueblo in the past few weeks. In May, a man apparently drowned while trying to help four children swimming in choppy water. He also was not wearing a life jacket. A high school renovation project will close part of a street in downtown Colorado Springs for 2.5 years. District 11 is doing work on Palmer High School. The street closure is to make room for construction vehicles as they remove demolition debris and prepare for new construction. The closure starts today. It could be early 2028 when that part of Boulder Street in Colorado Springs is open again. In the Springs today and around Denver, a chance for rain, highs close to 60, then getting a little sunnier and warmer tomorrow, but that chance for rain continues through most of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.